WMMC HD3 Detroit, KMPS HD3 Seattle, WBMX HD3 Boston,
and on AOL Radio
and Yahoo Launchcast. Your life reimagined. Look up to the sky.
This is Voices of Soul. Join Gene and Lori for intuitive advice and assistance in all areas of your life, combining years of experience in the psychic and healing arts, and helping you find your answers and create the reality you desire and deserve.
They got nothing.
248-545 Soul.
NewSkyRadio.com.
Hey, good afternoon. I'm Lori Houston.
And I'm Jean Adrian. And together, we're Voices of Soul. I'm the developer of InnerSpeak, which is a tool to assist you in releasing old stored programs from your past so that you can create the life you deserve on a clean slate. And my website, jeanadrian.com, is your resource for personal and professional transformation. I have a ton of tools to help you grow, so while you're on my website, please be sure to sign up for my newsletter. I'll give you a free membership to the online version of my InnerSpeak cards, the ones I use during the show today to do clearings. You can also book a private session with me for more in-depth clearing. Lori?
I'm a professional counselor with over 25 years experience, an intuitive holistic healer for the past 20 years with over 25 different modalities. My joy and purpose is because I love to guide and assist you to feel expansive and empowered as you move from your head to your heart. You can visit me at intuitivesoul.com. You can book a private session with me. You can also take advantage of the special that Gina and I offer, which is a half-hour double team where we do the work that we're doing on show, but we're doing it much more in-depth and personal, and it's only $75 throughout the show. We'll give you more information on how you can contact us and take advantage of that. So I thought today we would continue our conversation that we've been that we had last time you were on, which was on intimacy, because I think it's just such a powerful time. Plus, it's the summer. Everybody wants to be in a relationship or improve their relationship. So I thought we'd talk about that again. If you have any questions...
Yeah, the timing is really perfect on it now. You know, we're in the middle of a grand trine in water,
which is
all about the emotional stuff, you know. So, it is time, especially while Mercury's still retrograde, to dig in there and do all the homework and the excavation to find all the blocks to intimacy and to interpersonal wonderful relationships, don't you think?
Absolutely. If you have any questions, give us a call now, 248, and please get in queue early so that we can assist everybody. Give us a call, 248-545-SOUL. That's 248-545-7685. Or come in on instant feedback and just be really clear about what it is that you're wanting to know about so that we can offer the healing and the guidance as clear as possible. Get in queue now because by the end of the show, we always have people that are left out. Yeah, I think it's an important time. We're coming up to the Grand Trine, but we also have a new moon that's empowering us right now. So it started early this morning, and so for the next 2 weeks, it's kind of a powerful one. Plus, I think it's also halfway through the year, so it's a good time to sort of look over, you know, all the things that you want to do. And, you know, having everything in the sign of Cancer this month, it provides an opportunity to really go inward, because that's what the crab likes to do. Really, you know, go inside that shell and kind of find out all the things that you're wanting to move forward on. And these are the time to sort of make your changes. Plus, we've got Jupiter in Cancer. Like, it's a really powerful time. This is a good time to sort of relook at some of those, goals or just some of the inner things that have been sort of blocking you. This would be a good time to affirm what it is that you're wanting to make changes on. And intimacy, whether it's, I think we all need to look at, you know, our relationship with ourselves. And that's the best way to create a relationship outside of ourselves or to improve the relationship you have is by looking at ourselves.
You know, because that's really where it all starts. I mean, we are the creators of our reality. And if we are not manifesting what we want in the outer world, the only place to really make a difference is by looking within.
Mm-hmm. It really is. I mean, I don't think there's any other way to get to those places. But also, you know, again, having this intimacy with ourselves, like really beginning to love and respect and acknowledge and accept who we are. And knowing, you know, within us is the divine, but, you know, the beloved starts with us. And mm-hmm. no matter what, you know, I know we've talked about this before, but it just continues to offer us opportunities to look at this, because it really is us that we...
Yeah. You know, and it's really kind of about going back to the basics, I think. You know, I think we get so caught up in our heads and wanting to try this technique and that self-help thing and read this book and all that. But, you know, the basics are sitting in the silence. You know, that's really where you get your best answers, is by sitting in the silence and just being, being still and listening to what you get while you're there.
And the self-talk that you kind of go through. I know we all sort of have, you know, we get upset at ourselves or, you know, the little things that, you know, with us being authentic, you know, we judge so much of ourselves and we judge so much of other people. And it's coming to that place of acceptance and actual, you know, beyond the acceptance, but loving, you know, regardless of what you feel you've done or what others have done to you, these perceptions that we carry around with us, and just, you know, just honoring, you know, this path, this journey that we've all chosen. It's not been easy. We know that.
No, it hasn't, you know, but I think the another thing about going back to basics that just kind of struck me, Lori, is that I think that so many times we want to get caught up in and arguing with or fighting the things that are going wrong around us or that, you know, that we don't think are quite right. And we get into resistance mode, you know, way back when. I think it was Carl Jung that said, what we resist persists. And so it really is a matter of getting centered in our hearts and loving, you know, the warts and also the beauty about ourselves, because that's really the only way we can affect any change in our life. You know, pushing it just doesn't help. You got to love it. If you want to get rid of it, you got to love it away.
Well, and just love it. Just accept it. I mean, there are mm-hmm. going to be moments when, you know, it's authentic to be angry and upset and ticked off and, you know, and in all of the emotions that we have, it's try not to control them. Try not to judge them. Just let them be and dive into them. Like, dive in, find out where they came from if you want, or just accept them. I think, you know, I think a lot of us can spend our lives dissecting and trying to work through all of the stuff that we sort of came here with. And I think there's a point where we want to just transcend it, but still from an authentic place. And a lot of times people talk about transcending, but they're still talking about, you know, how this is bad and that's bad and you have to, you know, try and fix it or control it or heal it. I think they're just there, and it's us, it's our opportunity to just to be with it.
Absolutely it is. And I got reminded this morning when I woke up this morning, and I started opening my blinds so that I could look out in the property around me, and right out the back of my house was a beautiful deer.
No.
Just kind of grazing through the woods, and she was oblivious to me, and you know, I was obviously not oblivious to her, but, you know, she just reminded me that, you know, I've got to be gentle with myself, you know, because I think that's always the message of the deer.
Yeah.
You know, and what a great way to start my morning.
Mm. Gentle and grace.
Mm-hmm.
Something about grace with deers, but they're just so, so perfect.
Yeah. You know, it's amazing to me. I have so many deer on my property. Just, you know, the other day when I was looking at the pictures on my wild game camera, there were 7 deer sort of just clustered around. I have a salt lick up in the woods. And they were just clustered around the salt lick having fun. And there was a raccoon in the picture with them. You know, so everybody's peacefully coexisting on that land. And, you know, this spring I planted a garden. And I quit feeding the deer. I used to put corn out there for them. I quit feeding them because I didn't really want to entice them down into the area of my garden. But I'm knocking on my head when I say this. Do you know I haven't had a single deer mess with my garden? In fact, nobody has.
Wow. I wouldn't have expected deer, but maybe some bunnies and other things.
Well, you know, I've got bunnies. For sure, I've got lots of bunnies. But my garden is a raised bed garden, and they just seem to leave it alone. And when I prune and, you know, weed and clean, I always toss everything over in a pile for them. So it's almost like we're all just getting along really well together.
Coexisting peacefully together.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Well, that's probably shows how you let go of the fear of it, because probably if you hadn't, you would have had more.
Well, you know, and the way I look at it is the garden is not really necessarily saving me money on food.
Right.
It's really more for grounding me and helping me to enjoy the outdoors and nature and, you know, connecting with the land and that kind of thing. And so, hey, you know, if they want to eat out of my garden, fine.
That's great. How has it all been going for you?
I've harvested quite a bit of lettuce.
Nice.
And I have learned a lot about gardening. This is really my first foray into this. So my tomatoes, I've got tomatoes all over, three different kinds, all over the tomato plants, but they're all still green. I actually plucked a almost really ripe grape tomato, and I actually ate it before the show. It was the first one. I just wanted to see what it tasted like, and it was yummy.
Good.
But we just haven't had enough sun. You know, it's been raining down here for a month. There's no predicted let up in any time in the near future. So we really haven't had a lot of sun to assist everything in growing to its potential.
It will. You'll be fine. But it's interesting how the weather has been a very different summer this year so far. You know, it's been, you know, hot and humid, but we've had a lot of rain. I think everybody has I'm not sure actually, but I'm thinking everybody has in North America. I think it's been a very different year this year.
It has.
We're talking about, you know, acceptance. And I think, you know, instead of us resisting and fighting it, just to allow it, like everything, to just sort of be.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, for sure. You know, and we haven't had any of the hot and humid. We've had a lot of humid, but, you know, we're lucky if we get up into, you know, the mid to lower 80s, because, you know, there's just been so much cloud cover and, so much rain. Now, not so much so down in Atlanta, but where I am, which is at a higher altitude, that's exactly how, you know, what we've been dealing with. And, you know, there have been days when I've been going to get on the internet and Google how to build an ark. Luckily, I'm on top of a mountain, so, you know, I haven't had to worry about any flooding. But goodness gracious, my brother and his wife came up this past weekend, and we're exploring getting back to our roots. And we went up to Cherokee, North Carolina, to visit the Indian Reservation and to see there's an ongoing play there called Unto These Hills, which is the story of the Cherokee and the Trail of Tears and that. And so the weather broke long enough for us to explore the village and the museum and all that, and got set in our seats, and the play was supposed to start at 8 o'clock. At 7:55, the heavens opened and we were deluged. They had to postpone it for an hour, and they finally did do the play in the rain. And then we had to drive home, and there were flooded roads all over the place.
Wow.
But you know what? Enough of my whining about the rain. It's time for us to go to break.
It is.
Yeah. So this is Voices of Soul with Jean and Lori. And when we come back from break, we're going to talk more about intimacy, and we'll provide you with readings and clearings. So you can call in now. The number to call is 248-545-SOUL, 248-545-7685, or come in on Instant Feedback on the homepage of Sky Radio. But please, if you come in on Instant Feedback, be sure you give us lots of information, since we can't talk to you on the phone and get clarification. And you're listening to Voices of Soul on Sky Radio, powered by CBS. Stay with us.
Like what you're hearing? If you'd like to learn more, experience more, contact Lori Houston and Jean Adrian. With a bachelor's in social work and natural clairsentient abilities, Lori is an impressive and intuitive counselor. She's developed her own clearing and healing techniques to assist you to find a heart's way so that you may hear the gentle guidance of your soul and your soul's purpose. Visit on the web at intuitivesoul.com. Jean Adrian is a healer, teacher, lecturer, and creator of quantum change. She's developed and teaches the inner speak process. Working via phone as well as in her office in Atlanta, Georgia, Jean offers readings, coaching, and clearing sessions. Learn more online at jeanadrian.com. Take your business to the next level by talking with Voices of Soul about advertising opportunities. Voices of Soul, Mondays at 1 p.m. Eastern Time on the Sky. CBS Radio's new skyradio.com. Now heard in Boston, Seattle, and Detroit in HD at AOL Radio and Yahoo Launchcast.
The Sky.
New horizons, no boundaries.
Was it you who spoke the words that things would happen but not to me? All things are gonna happen naturally. Oh, taking your advice, and I'm looking on the bright side and balancing the whole thing. Oh, but it oftentimes those words get tangled up in lines, and the bright light turns to night. Oh, until the dawn it brings another day to sing about the magic that was you and me. You and I both loved what you and I spoke of, and others just read of, others only read of the love, or the love that I. All about them words, over numbers, unencumbered, numbered words, hundreds of pages, 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 four words, more words than I had ever heard, and I feel so alive, 'cause you and I both love what you and I. And it's okay if you had to go away. Oh, just remember the telephones, well, they're working in both ways. But if I never ever hear them ring, if nothing else, I'll think the bell's inside. It finally found you someone else, and that's okay.
This is CBS Radio's The New Sky. New horizons. No boundaries.
This is Voices of Soul with Gene and Lori. Balancing yin, yang, and inner child to create a harmonious family.
The more I see, the less I know.
But call now.
248-545-SOUL. CBS Radio's The New Sky.
New SkyRadio.com. I
love you. Welcome back. You're listening to Voices of Soul. I'm Lori Houston. Today, Gene, Adrian, and I are talking about intimacy again. We're here to assist you with readings and clearings, so give us a call now. 248-545-SOUL. That's 248-545-7685. Or come in on instant feedback and just be really clear about what it is that you're wanting so that we can assist you. Yeah, we have a special for all Sky listeners. We do a half-hour reading and clearing, or reading and healing. If you want to take advantage of that, we'll talk about it more throughout the show. But do connect with us and take advantage of the two of us offering you more in-depth and personal assistance and readings. So, all right, so intimacy. We kind of went a little bit over on different topics, but we can all bring it back to our thought about, you know, how we come into this place of acceptance. Because I do believe, again, I mean, when we think of intimacy, we're obviously thinking of wanting to create an intimate relationship or build on the intimacy in the relationship you have. And I know that this is an important time, really around this, you know, around the summer. Everybody wants to be in love and be in a relationship. And I know that, you know, with Mercury in retrograde and, you know, a few other planets have gone retrograde as well, or will be shortly, you know, that's, it's a time of just, you know, looking at all of our stuff. We're into the month of Cancer, which is, you know, all about going inward. It's a great time to sort of look at the emotional connections you have around intimacy, and it's definitely a time to look at, you know, our own intimacy with ourselves. I don't know if you were able to do any of the exercises or that we talked about last time, Gene, but I know that they've been very powerful for me.
Yeah, you know, I've actually got my book, Never in Your Wildest Dreams. It's right here in my hands, mm-hmm. and I'm about a third of the way through it. And this woman's on to something.
Yeah.
You know, big time. So it's all really good. You know, the biggest thing I guess that's been on my mind with respect to intimacy is trying to figure out what I want, in life, you know, in relationship, but in every area of my life. I never really sat down before and figured out exactly what I want. And one of the things that I'm finding, especially with romantic intimacy, is how can your partner give you what you want if you don't know what it is?
Well, that's definitely a place to start, for sure.
Yeah, you know, and I never had really thought about that, but because my focus has been on relationships so much for the last month, and you know, and we'll continue to be, I think, for a while now. So I've really been trying to figure out, you know, what are my core values with respect to a relationship. You know, for years I've been teaching and preaching and doing core values for my truth, but now I'm looking at it at another layer. And what's my truth for Gene with respect to relationship? You know, what has to be there in order for me to want to be in relationship with someone else and or myself? I'm trying not so much to focus on what I don't want, because you know what that does. Just brings it to you. So I'm really trying to stay positive and figure out what I do want. And one of the things that has really kind of come up for me with respect to that has been that what I want is someone who listens. You know, because I'm okay about saying what I want. I'm not shy about speaking my mind and saying these are the things that are important to me. But how often do we do that and the other person doesn't hear it because they're not listening? And so then when I figured that part out, then I started looking at, okay, so how often does my inner self tell me what's important for me to be, do, have? And I don't listen, and I just keep on doing hard-headed Gene. And that came out in the chiropractor's office today because he said, so, are you eating gluten again? And I was like, yeah. And he goes, do you not understand what that's doing to your immune system? And I was like, yeah. But you know what? That cornbread and that fried chicken with floured breading on it this weekend was really good, you know? And I just wanted it. I didn't stop to think that my body was telling me all along, Gene, don't do that. Do not do that. You know, there's other choices. Plenty of fresh vegetables, great salads. Don't do that, you know?
Yes, I think the more that you look at, you said some important things this last little bit, so I'm just going to go over some of them. But you know,
okay,
like part of focusing on what you don't want. I think it's when you focus on what you don't want, you get an opportunity to see some of the things that, if you don't know what you don't want, you'll never know what you do want, because that's how we learn here.
Right.
So that's one part of it. Two, you know, again, if we push again the resistance, if we just think that if by not looking at those things, then that means we're not, you know, we're only going to look at the positive. I'm not sure that that is really necessarily the answer, but you're getting there anyway. Mm-hmm. I think it's interesting how you brought up, the listening aspect. I mean, I would think doing the work that you do, you're probably a very good listener, but there's parts of you, I guess, with regards to diet or things that are best for us that listening, or it may go deeper than that. And I'm going to say it does
go deeper.
I'm
great at listening for other people.
You are.
Yeah.
You're not so good at listening
to myself. I mean, many years ago, one of my guides popped into a client in my office, and she asked me, she said, Gene, who is this guy that's standing right here next to me? I feel his presence and I see him. And I told her that I was pretty sure it was the Ascended Master Katumi, and that was all she needed to know. Okay, fine. She left. About an hour later, she called me and she said, he won't leave me alone. He's in the back seat of my car and he's insisting that I call you. And I told him, I don't have her number. And he says, oh, yes, you do. And she argued with him. And finally, she pulled over the side of the road and looked underneath the seat of her car, and she had my business card. So she called me and she said, he wants me to ask you why he's there. And I'm like, oh, brother. And so I told her I was really busy. I was getting ready to go to an appointment. And I said, I'll get back to you on that one. And when I tuned into Katumi, he said, I asked him, why are you there? This woman's name was Linda. And I said, why are you, in Linda's face right now? And he said, because it's the only way we could get your attention. You won't listen. You know, you're constantly never quiet. You're singing. You're making to-do lists. You're listening to music. You're talking to yourself, and we can't get a word in edgewise, but you will listen to others. You listen for your clients. And so we had to come through her to get your attention. I was like, okay, duly noted.
Katumi is one of those harder nosed of the Ascended Masters.
He
can be a little bit of a tough one. Yeah, no, I could see that.
But he was right.
Yeah.
You know? So yeah, I do really well for others, but you know, it falls short sometimes when it comes to listening for myself.
And I guess, you know, that certainly brings us to intimacy, and it certainly brings us to that part of ourselves where, you know, those of us who are caregivers and very good at giving to others, we're not so good at giving to ourselves or receiving. I think it's the giving to ourselves, taking, you know, treating ourselves like we're the beloved, treating ourselves the way we would treat others. I think that's where we kind of get stuck.
Yeah.
But I think it's time for us to go to break, and we do have an instant feedback from Ashley. We'll get to that when we come back.
Perfect. All right. So you're listening to Jean, Adrian, and Lori Houston on Voices of Soul. You can find me on the web at jeanadrian.com. While you're there, be sure to sign up for my newsletter, and I'll give you a free subscription to the online version of my Inner Speak cards. After the break, we're going to bring you more messages and clearings. We'll be talking about intimacy. So call in now on 248-545-SOUL. That's 248-545-7685. We'll be right back. This is Voices of Soul on New Sky Radio, powered by CBS.
Like what you're hearing? If you'd like to learn more, experience more, contact Lori Houston and Jean Adrian. With a bachelor's in social work and natural clairsentient abilities, Lori is an impressive and intuitive counselor. She's developed her own clearing and healing techniques to assist you to find a heart's way so that you may hear the gentle guidance of your soul and your soul's purpose. Visit on the web at intuitivesoul.com. Jean Adrian is a healer, teacher, lecturer, and creator of quantum change. She's developed and teaches the Inner Speak process. Working via phone as well as in her office in Atlanta, Georgia, Jean offers readings, coaching, and clearing sessions. Learn more online at jeanadrian.com. Take your business to the next level by talking with Voices of Soul about advertising opportunities. Voices of Soul, Mondays at 1 p.m. Eastern Time on the Sky. CBS Radio's newskyradio.com. Now heard in Boston, Seattle, and Detroit in HD at AOL Radio and Yahoo Launchcast.
The Sky.
New horizons, no boundaries.
Is CBS Radio's The New Sky. New horizons. No boundaries.
This is Voices of Soul with Jean and Lori. Balancing yin, yang, and inner child to create a harmonious family.
Can you get me?
248-545-SOUL. CBS Radio's The New Sky.
NewSkyRadio.com.
Create the life you desire. Jean Adrian can be found at jeanadrian.com, and myself, Lori Houston, can be found at intuitivesoul.com. Our show is every other Monday, although this month we have a little bit of a change, so our next show will be on the 29th from 1 to 2 p.m., so put that on your calendar so you know when we're back live anyway. Yeah, we've been talking about intimacy, but we do have our first instant feedback. And it is from Ashley. She's been getting messages most of her life, and it's almost like a vision of things to come or dreams. She's 30 years old now, but when she was 25, she lost her first husband in a car accident. When he left that morning, she heard a voice in her head say, "You will never see him again." I shook it off like I was imagining things, but it was true. He died about 10 minutes later. I hear things every day, and sometimes it's information I want to know, but it isn't something I can tune into to get... I'm thinking that this is not exactly how she wanted to say this. Is it something she can tune in to get more? At least she doesn't know how. She does know that she has a gift. Obviously, you have a great gift. And wants to know if there's anything she can do, any books that we would recommend, and how to develop it more. All right. So...
how cool is that?
Yeah, how cool is that? I mean, that's, you know, those... You're obviously auditory, Ashley. So I would... you know, pursue things on clairaudient. I know that, you know, my favorite book was from Laura Day, learning how to do like the everyday intuition. And I found that that was how I was able to hone mine. But, you know, there's a lot more information on clairaudience than there is on clairsentience. So, you know, check it out, but definitely you want to pursue that. You want to build in, you know, it's just talking about our show, which has been about listening. It's really about learning to hone in your listening skills. And also, you know, you can let them know what kind of information you want to hear as well. You can tell your guides or your angels or however you see the information coming from. You can talk to them and ask them to offer you, you know, specific types of information. You don't want to try and control them, because sometimes information that you get will be important to others that they may need to hear. But, you know, so just be really open and allow that to start working. I'm just looking up now kind of some of the things that are going on around you. And I'm going to say that there's some stuff that you're feeling that you're sacrificing about yourself. There's a lot of like petty conflict around you, and I'm not sure exactly what that's about, but it has a lot to do with, so what I'm getting is that because there's so much noise around you, that interferes with you hearing really well. So it interferes with the listening. So you do have to get kind of quiet. It's very rare that, you know, they'll hit you over the head with information. You kind of have to, you know, hone your skills by, you know, doing meditation and, you know, getting very quiet and, you know, saying that you're open and ready. But there's a piece of you that is afraid of this as well. And I would say, you know, hearing the information that you got about your first husband would obviously create some fears. So there's a part of you that, you know, there's a part of you that doesn't want these skills as well. So just be aware of that and know that, you know, again, you can tell them what kind of information you want to hear. And if you want to expand that to, you know, helping others, then you definitely can. It's really about learning the keys that you already, that are around you, and pulling them in and helping you with your own life as well as with others. And I think that's where I would start, because it's much more difficult to get our own information for ourselves than it is to offer to others. So maybe start, you know, reading for your friends and, you know, connecting in with whatever, however you want to do it. in whatever way you want to do it, but to build on the skills. I would offer it to your friends and people that you know, or others, but, you know, do it from a place of pure joy, like that this is something that you truly want to do. But I'm sure Jean will have some clearing to assist you to get whatever it is that's sort of blocking you from really hearing the guidance that you're wanting to hear.
Absolutely, I do. Before I go into the clearing, though, I just want to say also, Ashley, that when you're reading for your friends, make it like a game, you know?
Yeah.
Don't take it seriously, just do it, and whatever comes out of your mouth, whatever you hear, just say it like you hear it. Don't edit it. And just let it flow and know that you're in the channel when you're doing it. You know, don't doubt, because those are the things that block you. But you have an ancestral block on this. Your great-grandmother on your mother's side of the family was a very gifted intuitive. And she got punished for it. People judged her, and so she shut it up, because she felt powerless to do anything about it. And what this did to her soul, the soul reaction card says that her soul felt alienated and alone. And that's where you connect into it, because at some level you feel alienated and alone. And the stuck belief that she had that you inherited was, I am separate. So let's do some clearing around this. Let's give you an opportunity to do some listening, Ashley. I want you just to take a moment, close your eyes, and I want you to find your great-grandmother's energy. And just connect to her heart. Connect heart to heart with her and ask her, great-grandmother, what can I do to help you? And then listen to what she says. And then you've got energetic debris that were her thought forms that you've inherited down the lineage. You're carrying them with you now, and they act like mirrors. And what these mirrors do is they attract to you people, places, and situations that make you feel like she felt, powerless and alone. So what I want you to do is just close your eyes, find all those mirrors inside your body and out in your field, and ask the angels to take them away. And then I want you to call in an angel for yourself. And the angel is Micah. Micah is the angel of your divine plan. Ashley, I want you to invite Micah to come into your life and ask Micah to help you to know why you're here, what you came here to do, and how to use this gift, this wonderful gift that you've been given, what you're supposed to do with it. And just ask Micah to help you, and Micah will. All right. So it's you receive blessings from the angels for actually contacting us today for help. And the first blessing that you receive is a healing from your awakened inner. And the second blessing that you receive is the return of your authority, your power, and your confidence. And it's gratitude that owns every clearing. So just take a moment now, Ashley, and give thanks to your angels, teachers, and guides. And we thank you for contacting us today. I hope this helps.
Mm-hmm. And this would be an opportunity to probably take one more call or instant feedback before the end of the show, because we'll be going to break shortly. But if you could give us a call now, 248-545-SOUL, that's 248-545-7685, or come in and send feedback. Again, be nice and clear, just like Ashley was, that we have lots to go on. That would be great. So we've been talking about intimacy and listening, and I think that was, kind of appropriate that all came up, because obviously clairaudient is all about listening, and it is definitely about getting quiet within ourselves and connecting.
Absolutely it is. Absolutely it is. Because, you know, until we do that, we can't possibly hear.
Well, there's so much noise all the time, all around us, that if we don't take those moments and create those moments, I mean, this is what this is all about, learning how to, you know, find the beloved within us, find the beloved outside of us. But, you know, the listening, that quiet time, creating that quiet time is essential in everything that we do.
Absolutely it is.
Well, did you want to go for our last break now?
Well, we could do that. And, yeah, that'll give people an opportunity to give us a call. We need one more caller because we have time to do one more reading and clearing. So I'm Jean Adrian, and if you like the work that we're doing today and you want more in-depth clearing, you can visit me on my website, jeanadrian.com, or you can visit Lori on her website, intuitivesoul.com. You can sign up for a one-on-one session with either one of us, or you can sign up for a session with both of us. Our half-hour special for Sky listeners is it's really affordable, and you get both of us in private. And when we come back from break, Lori's going to give you the number that you can call. So call in now. The number's 248-545-SOUL. That's 248-545-7685. Or come in on instant feedback. And we've got time for one more. This is Voices of Soul with Jean and Lori on Sky Radio, powered by CBS.
You are not alone. There are angels that help guide your life in time of need. Contact your angel by joining Laura Lee's Spirit Salon every Tuesday and Thursday at 3 p.m. Eastern. Acclaimed medium, Laura Lee will contact your dearly departed spirit guides and your angel, too, to help you find closure, guidance, or insight regarding matters of the heart. As seen on Fox, NBC, TLC, PBS, and the Discovery Channel, medium Laura Lee has the ability to tap into heaven's realms and peer into your life, relationships, financial, health, and/or career concerns. Learn how to raise some heaven in your life by joining Laura Lee's Spirit Salon on Tuesdays and Thursdays at 3 p.m. Eastern. Each week, you'll learn valuable tips to help your spirit soar high and to make that connection to your inner guidance. Hear inspirational stories from listeners who have personally experienced heavenly miracles. And most importantly, chat with medium Laura Lee to contact the other side. Come raise some heaven with Laura Lee's Spirit Salon, Tuesdays and Thursdays, 3 p.m. Eastern on New Sky Radio. The Sky.
Missionaries in a foreign field. For some reason, I
This is CBS Radio's The New Sky, New Horizons,
No Boundaries.
This is Voices of Soul with Gene and Lori, balancing yin, yang, and inner child to create a harmonious family.
The stars lean down to kiss you.
Call out
248-545-SOUL. CBS Radio's The New Sky,
NewSkyRadio.com.
Because all goes off safe
show dedicated to assisting you receive guidance and clarity to create the life you desire. Gene Adrian can be found at GeneAdrian.com, and myself, Lori Houston, can be found at IntuitiveSoul.com. We've been talking about our special. It's a half hour for only $75. You can contact us through our websites. Just go to either of our websites, GeneAdrian.com or IntuitiveSoul.com, or you can call my toll-free number, which is 855-444-SOUL. That's 855-444-7685. All right, so we have our caller. Thank you for calling in, Esther.
Hello.
Hi.
Hi. Good to talk to you ladies again.
That's great. So it's about your job. So tell us a little bit about what's going on.
Okay. So I put in a two-week notice with my current employer, and I start next week with my new employer, and now my current employer wants to match the rate, the pay rate. And I'm very confused. I don't know what to do. I'm scared now. What if I make the wrong decision?
Okay, so they're trying to test you. So, okay, you've been to the other place?
Yes, I've been training there on my lunch hour during the week.
When did you start training there?
Last Monday.
Last Monday. Okay.
And how does it feel?
Yeah.
I mean, how does that new place feel?
Not like the one I'm at right now. That's why I think I'm concerned. Maybe I'm just so used to this place. I know how to do everything, and it's so relaxing for me.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so this is what I'm going to say. There's a couple things I'm going to say. One, we're in a Mercury retrograde, which is not a great time to take a new job. However, I want you to really think about it because, I mean, I don't know how much time you have but to think about it, but I would really consider it. Just, you know, think about why you wanted to leave. And if it was just money, like if that is your only thing, then, you know, woohoo, you created exactly what you wanted, which is, you know, a match to, you know, this new opportunity that may or may not be what you want. And it feels or sounds like you may have some doubts already. So I'm going to say, you know, you have a perfect opportunity. This is exactly what you wanted. If you really wanted to stay with your employer that you had, this is it. So really consider that before making any rash decisions. But if it doesn't feel as nice, I mean, obviously we get kind of we get connected to things that feel keep us in our comfort zone. And if you don't want to move out of your comfort zone, if it's only about the money, then stay where you are and like look at this as a complete gift that you created. But I'm going to give it to Jean because we don't have a whole lot of time for this.
Sure. Okay.
But see what Jean has to say.
Well, I will just tell you that while we were reading and listening to you, the first thing I heard was stay where you are. So So this is an ancestral block, sweetie. And this ancestor is a woman on your father's side of the family. Let's see, is it more than five, 4, 3, 2? It's your grandmother. And she was overwhelmed by an authority figure. So this whole thing, really kind of has to do with feeling a little bit overwhelmed by people in authority. You've got people in authority from an old from the new company offering you stuff and people in authority from the old company, matching that. And it's feeling a little bit overwhelmed. What your grandmother dealt with was, issues in her marriage and denied infidelity. So some of this is making you kind of feel like you've been unfaithful to your old company. And that's bringing up some guilt underneath everything. What her soul reaction was that her instincts and her self-worth were wounded. So you don't always trust your instincts. And she had a belief in struggle. So what I want you to do is I want you to, connect with your grandmother. Is she still alive?
Yeah.
Was that a no? I'm sorry.
No, she's not.
Okay. I want you to connect with her soul, and I want you to help her to forgive her husband and help her to forgive herself, because there's some lack of forgiveness here that's keeping this energetic charge in your lineage, and you're holding on to it. So just help her to forgive her husband for what she perceived that he did wrong, and for being kind of just an overwhelming authority figure in her life.
Okay.
And then I want you to find all the areas of old stuck energy in your body and in your field that are her thought forms. And they're just going to look like blobby, yucky stuff. And I want you just to ask the angels to pluck all this stuff out of your body and out of your field, because you don't need to be carrying your grandmother's energy. And I want you also to ask the angels to remove all the mirrors that are attracting people that are making you feel like she felt. And just pull all that out so that you can have the clarity that you desire to be able to make the correct choice. Good job. The blessings you receive from the angels are, first, renewed faith in yourself, and second, opening to miracles. And Esther, it's gratitude that owns a clearing, so just take a moment and give thanks to your angels, your teachers, and to your guides.
Thanks. Okay.
Hope that helps. Let us know what happens. Let us know what you decide.
Real quick, the first message you got was stay, correct?
Stay.
Stay.
Okay, yeah. Okay, got it.
It just again, it's Mercury retrograde. It's not a great time to accept a new contract. You may not be as happy as you know. It is a good time to possibly stay. If they're matching it and you actually enjoy the company, then I would definitely stay.
Okay. Okay, ladies. Thank you so
all
much.
Right.
You're great. You're welcome.
You're welcome.
All right. So,
all right. It's almost time to go, but this has been a great show.
Yeah. Well, this has been great fun. Great fun. And we will do it again on the 29th?
29th.
Is that our date?
Yes.
All right.
Yeah.
So I
ended up getting
all
that
workshop
for free.
Yay.
Yay.
So. I want to thank all the listeners for joining us this afternoon. This has been super. It's been fun, and Lori and I have enjoyed it. We look forward to chatting with you again on the 29th of July. And we might still be talking about relationships then, but you know, by then Mercury's going to be direct. So we'll be looking at it in a new way.
That's right.
You're listening to Voices of Soul with Jean and Lori on the New Sky Radio, powered by CBS. So until next time, ciao.
Enlighten, empower, enrich. This is CBS Radio's The New Sky. New horizons, no boundaries.